Will the children please come and join me here at the front? We have talked about God's love and our joy and some of what Christmas means to us as believers. Now we have one more thing to do, to read part of the Christmas story together and to marvel again at how God worked out our salvation through a tiny baby. Chris is going to come and read for us from Matthew chapter 1.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Thank you, Chris. You know, the truth is that there never was a Christmas before Jesus was born. Evergreen trees grew in the forests, but no one came to get them to decorate their homes. No one thought of loading them down with ornaments, candy canes, lights, or garland. No one thought of singing Christmas carols or of Christmas gifts. But God looked down from heaven and saw the sin and sadness on the earth. And God decided to come to earth as a humble baby, born in a stable and placed in a manger like this. God reached out to all people, poor and wealthy, simple and wise, powerless and powerful, and showed us his greatest expression of love by coming in Jesus for us. For most people, the best known Christmas decoration in the world has been the nativity scene of that night in Bethlehem. We have one placed on the organ over here. There was a stable filled with animals, shepherds, angels, and Mary and Joseph watching over the baby Jesus in wonder as all the visitors came searching for the king. The first known use of a manger scene goes back to St. Francis of Assisi in 1223, as he used a life-size nativity to explain the birth of Jesus, because back then many people could not read. So they couldn't read the Christmas story from the Bible. You may notice that the manger here is empty. Do you know why? Because we are waiting for Christmas Day when we celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. There are a lot of things that we will do between now and Christmas Day. Many people will have parties. Most will try to shop for the perfect gift to give someone special. Some will be sad because they do not have jobs this year, or money to buy what they want to buy, or because someone special to them has died and gone on to be with God. We will have a lot of services and special gatherings here at church too. But we all need to take time to remember, to take time for quiet reflection, even in the busyness of this season. For the light of God's love can be found all around us. We need to let ourselves be surprised by the wonder and make time to give thanks to God for the best gift ever, Jesus. Because you see, the good news of this Advent season is this: Christ is coming. But you know, Christ is always coming. So let us welcome Jesus into our hearts, our homes, and our church, just as the shepherds and later the wise men did. And may we be as happy as Mary and Joseph when they looked in the manger after Jesus was born and knew that great love. And now, our worship room is ready for all of our services of worship through the holidays. I want to thank all who have made the room lovely with the decorations. Those who put up decorations last Sunday and all week, those who brought them out so that we could put them up, those who placed poinsettias, those who have rehearsed, and who have done such fantastic jobs today to help lead us in this Advent season. And I want to thank all of you for your presence here today. We have spoken about the true meaning of the season, especially for those of us who love the Lord and seek Him in special ways at this time of the year. And if you are here at our Christmas Eve communion service, I am certain that you will find the baby Jesus in the manger. But more importantly, I pray that you will find Him within your heart and within your life. Let us enjoy our worship room together. And if you would, please stand. And let us read our benediction together. Because this is not my service. This is not the choir's service. This is our service together with God. Would you join me, please? O God, you have caused this world to shine with the illumination of the true light. You have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon Him and to show us your glory and grace. As you have given this gift in love, may we receive it with joy, and may we reflect your light to a darkened world. As we have decorated this place of worship, may we also live lives of worship, decorated with God's forever things, forever love, forever life, forever living, forever growing, forever green. In the name of God's love and light, Jesus. Amen. And as you go, if you did not receive for your family or pick up last week for your family an Advent booklet, there are some here on the front pew and there will be some out in the vestibule. And I wish you Christmas. And we'll see the deacons downstairs for our regular monthly meeting in a few moments. God bless you.